Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You may have heard the other day, Fitzgerald Roberts, the mayor of Dixmoor on WGN. Let's catch up with the mayor again here and see how things are going. Mayor Roberts, you're on WGN. This is John Williams. How are you?
All right. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What's the water situation like in your neighborhood?
Well, we have pressure now. We have pressure. We're receiving pressure from Blue Island. That's giving us a lot of pressure from over there, water. So the valve in Harvey still has not been fixed yet. They're probably putting out the same amount of pressure, which is like 17, and the rest is coming from Blue Island. So you can flush, and you can take a shower now, but you still can't drink the water.
Because there's not enough of it, or because it's not safe?
Well, by doing a back feed right now, we wouldn't advise drinking it still on a boil order until we get this under control.
Yeah. Well, if I can't drink it, maybe I'm not going to shower with it either. But you say you can shower with it?
Yes, yes. They say you can shower with it.
Just don't drink much of it, huh? Okay.
They don't want you to really drink it, right?
Sure.
It's under a boil order.
When you became mayor, did you realize you were going to have to become a water pressure plumbing guy?
No, sir. But, you know, I know certain mechanicals when it comes to different things. So.
Well, I don't. And, in fact, how did it, you know, so we're told on the radio and in the news, they say, well, it's, you know, the infrastructure's broken down in those pipes, and so you have these issues with the valves and so forth, but how did that come to be? What's happened in Dixmoor that hasn't happened elsewhere? How did this happen?
Well, some way this valve had to be turned. Didn't know one in Dixmoor turn it, but somebody had to turn the valve for it to drop. So the valve, what happened? The valve was turned, and it dropped, and now it's stuck like in a half closed loop. So. Yeah. That stops the pressure from getting to Dixmoor, and we burned out two turbines and two circuit boards, as well as no pressure.
Well, was that a human error then, or was it something that just wore out over the years?
Well, it's possible by the valve never being exercised. It was just rusted, I guess, and it deteriorated. When they turned it.
I wonder if this is a case of poorer neighborhoods not getting the attention that neighborhoods with more income have. Is it something like that, or it's just kind of a random valve that we're talking about?
Well, it's a little bit of both, but the pipes here in all the South Suburb lands, I know in Dixmoor for sure, they're 100 and over. 100 plus.
Yeah.
So, it's like anything else. Once you reach a certain age, you start breaking down.
Yeah. I can relate to that. Are there other plans to update the pipes and the valves and all of that stuff in your village?
Yes, yes. That's why, you know, a state of emergency was filed. Prayerfully, we try to get some federal funds here to help us correct these issues that's here in Dixmoor and possibly the rest of the Southland here. But I do know Dixmoor need this help, and that's why I'm asking for the help so we can get this process on the way and moving.
Is it the state that needs to help you, or is it the federal government that provides the money you need?
I'm asking for everybody to help, state, county, and federal.
And what are you hearing about that? I mean, again, it would just seem to me like fixing that valve is the Band-Aid. You guys need a cure.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So what are the chances for that? How and when is that going to happen, Mr. Mayor?
Right now, the guys are out looking at this particular valve. They're waiting for the guy to come with the camera so they can run a camera down through the pipe system where these shutout valves are located. So that should be going on between today and tomorrow, and then they'll know which valve is dropped so they can repair that. But at the same time, I'm agreeing 100% that we need all this infrastructure repaired. Don't know how long that'll take or pretty much how much that'll cost.
Well, you seem to have a good mind about this. Have you been angry? Are your constituents pretty ticked off? What's going on there?
Well, I have some that's, you know, that tries to blame me on it, but the majority, they understand what type of individual I am, and they see how we are moving to try to get this issue resolved. They stated that they appreciate me asking for county and state and federal help, because no other mayor who sat in this particular seat that I'm sitting in now ever done anything like that when they have an emergency. So my thing is, I believe in getting it out there and asking for much help as possible. And we have been getting a lot of help so far.
Are they saying you should have seen this coming, though? You should have gotten ahead of this yourself?
That's what some of them are saying, but the majority of them, they know that I'm human like everyone else, and they said, this is not your problem. This is something that's been going on for years. Hmm. So we just appreciate everything you're doing. And like I say, I've been out here since Saturday, 5 a.m. in the morning of last week, not this past Saturday, but Saturday for last. And I've been dealing with this issue. I haven't been getting much sleep. I was able to sleep a little bit longer on yesterday. So I feel, you know, much better now.
And one last thing. So when do you think the water is going to be, potable, drinkable, safe? When will people be able to turn on their faucet in Dixmoor and drink the water out of the tap?
I would probably say I'm hoping for probably the end of this week or sometime next week.
Wow.
I'm not rushing to just tell the people, hey, y'all can start drinking this water right now. We have plenty of bottled water here. Plenty of bottled water. Everybody been donating. We even have people coming from Indiana bringing water. So we have plenty of water. So if any of our Dixmoor residents need drinking water, feel free to stop by the village and pick up some. We also have someone called me. They're coming from Texas with a truckload of water. So we have plenty of water.
The mayor of Dixmoor on the southwest side, Fitzgerald Roberts. Okay, Fitzgerald, my best to everybody over there. I'm glad to hear folks are helping out, and hopefully we get long-term solutions to this too. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. God bless.